What is the GDP?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the country's gross domestic product, or GDP, in 2016 was $18.5 trillion. What does that mean? And how do they calculate it? GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. And there are two ways to calculate it. One is to add up all the value added by capital and labor across the country. And the second method is to add up all the expenditures made to purchase those products and services. Another notion that's often used is called real GDP, as if the other one lacks in reality. The real GDP simply means GDP after adjustment for inflation, and it is used for comparison between different years. For example, GDP rose by 3% in 2016 over its previous year's level. However, part of this increase was only due to inflation. So the actual increase in gross domestic product of the U.S. in 2016, that is, the growth of real GDP, was only 1.6%. And this is where it gets real. It takes the inflationary component out of the growth rate. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's 1950s production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base, much smaller and substantially more focused service industry, and when nobody had even heard of something called the internet. The GDP is calculated by simply adding up four major components, which are consumer expenditures, private investment, government expenditures, and net exports, which is exports minus imports. In 2016, the real GDP grew by 1.6%. Personal consumption expenditures, which composes 69% of the GDP and is by far its largest component, increased by 27%. Private investment, on the other hand, actually dropped by 1.5%. The total of state and federal government expenditures rose by less than 1%. And we imported more goods and services than we exported, making our net exports negative again. It should be noted that U.S. had been importing more goods and services than exporting for 37 out of the last 40 years. The U.S. economy, still the largest in the world, grew at 2.1% since the start of the recovery. Based on the current data and expectations, most economists project a growth rate of 2 to 2.5% for 2017 and 18. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For support of WDIY, we thank Mike Gosling, the Air Products Foundation, the Frederick H. Bedford Jr. and Margaret S. Bedford Charitable Foundation, the Century Fund, and the Charles H. Hoke Foundation.